Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Peace, everyone. Woo! Peace, 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 peace. Greetings. How's everyone doing tonight? Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Tap In Tonight. I'm your sister, Unique Wisdom, and this is your monthly energy report. Yes, so we're going to do the report from November 21st through to December the 12th. So I appreciate everyone that is tuning in or everyone who is going to tune in later. You know that you can always catch this recording on A Wonderful Approach Radio, on the Facebook page, or the Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to tap in tonight to this energy that's going on. Yes. I don't know where you're at, but it is raining, 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 which is so beautiful and so cleansing. Has me feeling all like, here comes the rain again. Remember that song? Yeah, I love that music. I love it. I love it. So this is cleansing energy that we're dealing with. I want to go ahead and bring in that spirit of renewing and that energy of positive vibes. So I want to start by saying I want to give thanks and praise and show gratitude to all of those that have come before us. Father, Mother, God, thank you for this day, and thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us, allowing us to wake up in our right mind, body, and spirit, continuously keeping us protected and allowing no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us. As we move forward into this energy report, allow it to help others to tap in to the energy that we know that can never be destroyed. It can be transformed and transferred. And those that need it, let them accept it. And those that don't need it, give it back, because someone else does. We give thanks and praise in advance for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. Ashe, ashe, amen. All right. Yes, yes, yes. All right, let me adjust my phone. Okay. I hope everyone is doing well, because I am. Yes. I hope everyone has had a great month, and we got through it, and we pushed through it, because October was something special. Yes. Thank you. Shout out to all our Libras from October, and shout out to all our Scorpios. Yes. Woo, 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 woo. We're getting ready to come to the end of Scorpio season. Happy birthday, belated birthday to all of you. So let's just do a recap on some of the energies from last month. So remember last month, you hear me moving some pages, that's my notes. So last month, remember we had our, we not only had a new moon, but on October 14th, but we also had our solar eclipse. We also had a lunar eclipse that was on October the 28th. So, you know, with that whole Libra and October season, harvest season, you know, ancestral season, you know, we dealt with a lot of energy. So I don't know about anybody else, but I was vibrating like, you know, I really and truly was vibrating. My dreams were very intense, you know, I was a little more emotional, you know, because we know moon energy has to deal with emotions anyway, but not emotional in a bad way. Just I felt more of a need to express my emotions and learning how to express them in a healthy way. And being a Capricorn, if you know anything about us, yeah, we're not getting ready to tell y'all what's on our mind too quick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on the inside we could be, and on the outside we're cool as a cucumber. So I've been learning how to use this energy. I use that energy to learn how to express myself. And so journaling really, really helped for me, because during that time it was a time for change and transformation. So those changes that we were trying to do last month was a great time, a wonderful time to go ahead and implement some things that that you want to see that you want to go ahead and put your energy into. And whether it's a little bit, as long as you're consistent, you'll see the big change in it. you see the outcome. So the eclipses with being the sun, like we said, we had a eclipse in the sun. Sun is yourself, how you show up, you know, how people see you, and the moon is about the emotions, you know, how we process it or how we deal with it. So we were able to use this energy to start creating a life for ourselves that will be rich and fulfilling. Also, the new moon was in Libra, and the solar eclipse brought us motivation as well as inspiration to change the dynamics of our relationships. And when we talk about relationships, we're talking about not just ships that you sail away on, but how we relate to each other, relating to each other, not just to each other, but how do we relate spirit? How do we relate to our finances? You know, what are the things that we could do or did during that time that allowed us to show up for ourselves, and how did we relate? So one of the questions was or is, what change or observation, no, what was your change or your observation of what you needed to change during that time? So like I said, for me, it was the expression of my emotions and how to express them in a healthy manner, you know, switching ways to where, like I said, I would hold it in and it would show up, you know, different ways, whether it showed up in my eczema breaking out, or it showed up in, you know, me going into hermit mode and maybe isolating. No, instead of doing that, you know, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to sit out in the sun. You know, I'm going to eat some fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, and if anything, I'm going to say what's on my mind, but in a healthy way. You know, because, you know, we got to make our words sweet. So that's very good and very interesting that we recognize that this communication, these changes, how we relate to each other, they all synchronize with what's going on in the cosmos with us right now. So on October 28th, we had that full moon. We had a full moon, and it was a Blood Hunter's moon. And during that time, we needed to release things that no longer served us. Now, what's so interesting about that particular full moon is because it was actually a series of full moons that have been going on ever since October November of 2021. And so this was a Taurus Scorpio eclipses. So we actually have four eclipses in Taurus Scorpio, and the Taurus Scorpio energy, and this was the last one. So it really gives us a sense of, if you think about what were you doing or where were you in November of 2021. So I had to stop and think about that, because November 2021 is when I left my job. And so interesting, because being the person that I am, I'm about stability. I'm not getting ready to just, you know, I have to have some stability. I have to have things planned out. I have to be calculated. You know, I have to be in control. That's what it boils down to. And during this time or phase of my life, things were controlled. And with it being out of control, I had to make a decision between pretty much life and death. You know, I remember standing in the mirror one morning before I went to work, and I wasn't feeling well, blood pressure up, you know, just tired of the job. And I came to the conclusion where I was like, you know what, I'm going to this job to pay for insurance, to take to a doctor, to give me medicine, to go back to the job that's making me sick. It wasn't making sense to me. You know, I wasn't happy. It wasn't fulfilling anymore. Just coming out the whole COVID, you know, pandemic, era and, you know, just being around a whole bunch of people and different things that was going on because I worked in the medical field. And I made a decision. And I had an idea of what I wanted to do, but the biggest thing I wanted to do was I needed time to think. I needed a break, you know. So my significant other at the time, I met my significant other, I told him, I said, look, I need a break. I'm going to leave my job. I have this amount of money. You know, I have this set up. I could do this, and that, blah, 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 blah. And when I say that things escalated to the point where things were really unstable, you know, things, I was really working on blessings. I was really working on, you know, really having to dig deeper within myself and, you know, ask for help when I was always the one that was helping. So from November of 2021 to this November or this October, I had to really and truly look at the lessons that came from that time because they're cycles, you know, and that retrograde energy, probably not retrograde, that eclipse energy is so powerful because, you know, Scorpio is about that high emotion. It's about, you know, digging deep, going into that dark side, you know, and being comfortable in that dark place, you know, not running away from it, but coming to terms with what's in that darkness, you know, coming to terms with, okay, you know, because that darkness, just like light, is a part of us. And in that darkness, we have to identify what the issues are and deal with them because they are part of the lessons. You know, I stopped saying failures and say lessons because, you know, we subconsciously plant seeds in our minds to make us feel less than. You know, and then that also gives other people, places, and things the opportunity to feed off that energy. And so if you think back to 2021, where were you at? What were you doing? What was your state of mind compared to right now? We're at the end of a cycle. So the biggest thing is what have you learned? What have you learned between that time and this time? Because mind you now, from that time to then, we're coming out of a Pisces into an Aquarian age. You know, we're coming from a time when everything was tangible to now it's more spiritual, it's more air energy. You know, Pisces is that water energy, you know, that mutable water. Now we're in a situation where, you know, we got this air energy going on, and it's creeping on us fast because think about it. We cannot breathe without air. You know, you can try. You can hold your breath, but you need that. And so in that, we don't want to repeat karmic cycles. We don't want to be in a situation where we're stuck in the past and we're not able to move forward. So I leave that with you as I move on to, you know, think about that while we're in our discussion. Think about where were you at in 2021 November. Oh, and also just a friendly reminder, you can press 1 at any time if you would like to join into the conversation. I really appreciate it. You know, I say that every month, and I always have people that's like, yeah, I was listening to you. And I was like, why didn't you try again? And they was like, because I was listening, you know, so don't worry, I'm open. I love for people to share if you have any comments, concerns, questions, or even if you, like I said, if you just want to share, it's always a beautiful thing. Now, like I said, during this time of October the 28th, we're coming into that Hunter's Moon, that Blood Moon, the energy and emotion was high. So this was also a time of still processing those energies from September. Remember, September was the fall equinox, which was a part of that harvest moon. You know what I'm saying? So that hunter's moon is still like a harvest, except, you know, you're hunting, you're getting ready for the winter, you're getting yourself prepared for what's getting ready to come. So, and also during this time, you know, the veil was really thin, or is very thin, because we're working more with the earth. We're dealing more with our ancestors around this time. You know, it's the season, or, you know, it's the start of those seasons of the holidays, where groups of us get together and we feed and we commune and we deal with each other. We come in. It's the hibernation time. So during this time, you know, that veil is thin, and it gives us, and it's given us time to catch up on things that we were just freewheeling, you know, during the summer, you know. So now that we're coming together, we're dealing more with ancestors, we're dealing more with our self-talk, we're dealing more with reflection, we're getting closer to people, you know, and we're bringing it in. And so that's just not bringing it in with just people per se, as much as you're bringing it in with yourself. Think about, what did you harvest within yourself from the time of 2021? You know what I'm saying? All the seeds that you planted, all the weeds that you pulled up, you know what I'm saying? What did you bring forth? You know what I'm saying? And what are you willing to share? Because I just a suggestion, you know, and I'm saying this out loud because I'm speaking to myself. We cannot feed from a cup that's half full. You know what I'm saying? And not half empty, half full. We have to feed from our overflow. So we need to make sure that we're not just, you know, because what that would do to us is that it would make us resentful, yes, you know, because guess what? People don't know how hard you work for your harvest to make it for yourself. And if you just give it to somebody, you know, that's like putting clay in their hand and telling them to make a pot. They're not going to make it the way that you want them to. Or they may not make it at all. So feed from your overflow. So when we're talking about the ones when we moved in, so from this time we're moving into Scorpio season. And mind you, this is just, you know, a recap of last month and going into the beginning of this month. You know, Scorpio season is about embracing that change. It's intense energy. You know, it's about deep, deep, deep renewal and transformation. So recall, I was talking about going into the dark. You know, people say, oh, they don't want to be in the dark, but when you close your eyes, it's dark. You know, when you close your eyes, you're not scared of what's behind it because you have faith, not fear, that we're working with to propel us forward to seek the knowledge and the information that we need in order to become one with ourselves. You know, so that deep reflection, that deep transformation is what you look forward to during Scorpio and during Scorpio season. In Scorpio season, it teaches us about birth and death. It teaches us about light and dark. It reminds us to stay centered and determined about can change us, whether it's good or bad. Actually taking the steps to make the change. So it's not, it's about the movement, you know. If you know anything about any Scorpios, and the Scorpios I know, they're about making things happen. They're about that life. This will explain why we either feel extra emotional, or we felt extra emotional over the past month, or notice it in others, even borderlining on the needy side of things. So who or what are, so this gives us the opportunity to see who and or what is worthy of our most precious resource. And to me, it's my opinion, our most precious resource is time. Who or what are we dealing with or are we around that's using or that we're giving our time to? Now, time is something that you can't get back. Nothing new that's under this sun, you know. And there's some pretty new things, but, you know, we know that yesterday we can't get back. Today, We have to be present in it. This time that you're spending with me, I appreciate it, because you could be doing anything else. You could be anywhere else. You could be listening to anything else. But I appreciate you taking the time to sit and hear the message that was given to me to give to you. Tomorrow, that would be precious. But right now, this time, thank you for spending it with me. Thank you for taking that and giving it to me. You spent it. No, pardon me. You didn't spend it. What you gave because you're going to receive in return. And what you receive in return, we'll talk about that. When you give your time, what do you receive in return? Because you're giving it. And we give not just to receive, but we do give, and it's a cycle. You give, you get back. You plant, you sow. You feed, you release. You know what I'm saying? It's a cycle. You're born, there's death. There's light, there's dark. There's good, it's not that great. You know? So in that recycle, what are we doing? You know, who are we cycling with? What are we cycling? During the last month, we could have been working through old wounds, past traumas, discovering our true selves, releasing old parts of ourselves on what we no longer serves us. Now, let me pause here. Let's talk about this for a moment. So when we talk about releasing, a lot of people always want to go straight to that person who made you mad. I'm just going to release them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just done with them, man. You know, but we also have to realize that the people that we're around are a reflection of what's really within ourselves. I'll say it again. That the people that we're around are really a reflection of what's in ourselves, whether it's great or not so great, you know. So when you're trying to shine a big light, remember you have a bigger shadow. So that means there's bigger work for you to do. There's more work within yourself that you have to do. So what type of ideas about yourself, what type of habits that you have, what type of what are the things that you want to change within yourself? Because I know for myself, as much as I've said it before, it's really, really, really come to a realization for me that my outside environment is not going to change until I change what's on the inside of me. It's not. You know, what's on the outside of me is a direct reflection of what's going on in me. And it's not a bad thing. It's just where I am right now. You know, it's where I am. And I thank God for where I am right now. You know, I could say maybe 2012. You know, 2013, I was in a 5-bedroom house. You know what I'm saying? That's not where I'm at right now. You know, but I thank God I have a house. I thank God that I have fresh water and I have food in my refrigerator and I have clothes that serve me and I have people who feed into me, because what I have right now is what I need for what I have to do right now. So what I had to release was I had to release the idea of what other people thought about me. I had to release validation from others. I had to release fear of success or fear of poverty, because what we fear, we attract to us sometimes. And you might say, well, if you fear success, why are you not expert? Why don't you have success? Because then what you're really doing is, if you fear success, then you're putting, procrastinating, and yeah, I said the P word, you're procrastinating, and you're not, well, I think Mama Seven said this to me before, procrastination is the biggest killer of dreams. Woo! Either she said it to me, it was in my notes. Either way, procrastination is the biggest killer of dreams. So we want to make sure that we're not killing off our dreams by not doing things or the lack of doing. And so you don't want to do that by consistently feeling like the things that you need to release are people, when really the things you have to release is a mind state. It's how you what you think about others. Think about others what you think about yourself. Okay? My page. Yeah. What you think about others, what you think about yourself. If you're having problems with your children, then, hey, let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because your children are a reflection of you. That's not to say that they don't have, once they're adults, that's not to say that they don't make up their own minds or they can't, you know, they're not responsible for their own actions, but there are foundations that were set for them. Sometimes we have to go back and say, you know what? I didn't know better then. I can teach you something different now. You know, releasing guilt, releasing, you know, that controlling behavior, feeling like, you know, that if you don't run it, then it's not going to go well. Or the sense of, you know, going to go right unless I'm a part of it or unless I'm doing it. You know, can't always do that. We have to be like, oh, my gosh. I mean, just look at nature. You know, look outside at the trees in the storm, like right now. You know what I'm saying? If the wind is blowing and those trees don't bend, they're going to fall over. But if they bend, they won't break. You know, sometimes we got to bend in these storms and realize that we don't have control. We just got to hold on. So in the midst of that, let's look within ourselves before we start just, you know, looking outside. We're also wrapping up a time of a timeline of these eclipses, like I said, that have been in the Taurus and Scorpio. So like I said, think about what you're doing, that was going on during that time. All right. So officially we'll be moving into ding 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 ding. Sagittarius season come tomorrow. Yay! Happy birthday to all my Sagittariuses. You know what I'm saying? That fire sign, you know. That fire sign is ruled by, it's a mutable planet that is ruled by Jupiter, and Jupiter is considered the planet of luck. Yes. So you might feel like this, you know, coming up these next couple of weeks, you might feel a push to get things done before the winter hits. You might also have a bit of energy and a great towards you because, you know, we're coming up out there Scorpio season, like I said, that had us digging deep and doing deep, deep working. Like, listen, I'm about to climb up out of here, I'm about to be around my people, it's about to be the end of the year, I'm about to do the yes. That's what Sagittarius season wants you to do. And they want you to do it forcefully. And they're going to say whatever's on their mind. And they're going to feel like they're right. And a lot of times they are. However, we don't say it out loud. However, we want to make sure that we're using our tools this summer. I mean, our tools this season. And that we are making our words sweet. Mainly because we have a full moon in Gemini coming up on November the 27th, 2023. Now, I also want you to think about this. What was your focus on the past 6 months? What were we focused on over the past 6 months? Because with this full moon, you'll see a change in your direction, your conversation, and your outlook on things. Since this is the sign of the twins, we may need to choose one path over another after consider all of the choices. Key words, after we consider all of the choices, not just jumping in and be like, this is what I'm going to do, and so be it, and y'all just going to have to work with it because I said so. You're going to have to consider some things because we're also moving into soon to be our retrograde season, but Mercury retrograde. But we're going to talk about that too. So like I said earlier, you know, in this season, especially with our Sagittarius, they might be right in some of the things that they say and do. And, you know, in this, you might feel the power of, you know, you need to listen to me, not necessarily talking about Sagittariuses as much as the energy of the season. But there will come a time when you may, and something might come up, and that will bring you to some clarity. So check this out. So basically what I'm saying is that full moon is also going to be a time where some things, or the full moon energy around that time, there's going to be some things that's going to be revealed. Things that if you sit back and take a pause, because even though you're going to want to jump forward, you need to think before you speak. You need to make calculated moves, and all will be revealed to you. So you might have some information, or you might even have some receipts or something. But before you confront that person or that situation or that supervisor or that coworker or that child, you might want to sit back and say, let me just see what's going to happen. Because there's always my truth, there's always your truth, and then there's the truth. So we don't want to be in a situation where we act too impulsively, and then we wind up repeating karmic cycles. Now, after all the cleanup that we've done, we don't want to have to do that again. So by the time we get through this full moon energy, you will not only see things differently, but you will move differently. Okay? So you're not just going to see things differently. You're going to move differently. Now, on November the 29th, Venus sits between the nodes of destiny. So we talked about the nodes before. And we talked about how, you know, what each one represents. And with Venus, the planet of love and beauty, we're going to be looking at addressing those things that no longer serve us, whether it's, and that's been a theme, the things that no longer serve us. You know, when we that, like I said, attitudes, mind states, you know, it could be individual. But let's start with within us. You know, codependency, lack of reciprocation, or the over-compromising will have to be addressed. Talking to myself out loud now. They have to be addressed and approached in a healthier, happier, and more content commitment. So, in other words, we'll have to look at ourselves, see the things that no longer serve us, look around you, you know. It's like cleaning out your closet. You've had them same pants. It's a size 12. You're a size 18. You've been holding on to them pants for 6 years, okay? I'm not going to bust your bubble and say that you can't get into that size 12 pants. What I am going to say is that if you clean out your closet and get them size 12 to somebody who needs it, then you might be motivated to get into a 12, because now, guess what? You ain't got no more clothes. So you're going to have to lose some weight, or you're going to have to, you know, pump it up to get into that. Plus, that size 12 from 6 years ago, that might be a style that you're not into anymore, but it might benefit somebody else. You know, or you might never be back to a size 12 and be a size sexy 16. Clear it out. It no longer serves you. It's taking up space. You have a different mindset. It's not about me losing weight. It's about me being healthy. And if I happen to get rid of things like extra weight that no longer serves me, then it will happen. All right? That's changing your mindset. That's moving differently. That's not looking at what everybody else is doing, but doing what's good for you. Yes. And also, let's try to make our words straightforward yet sweet. See, because in Sagittarius season, it's about the, that's, you look at him now, he's a, what is that? A man horse. He's a man horse with a bow and arrow, so straight shot, the archer. You know what I'm saying? He's going to put his eye on you or whatever it needs to be, and boom, he's going to hit that direct target. You know, now, you want to make it sweet. Now, if you're going to kill something, it'll be a clean kill now. Don't let it suffer. You know what I'm saying? So do what you got to do. Make it sweet. And this is even with dealing with ourselves. Be kind to ourselves. Show ourselves grace. You know, don't beat up on yourself about where you're at or where you've been. Where you've been is where you were, but that's not where you're going and that's not where you're at. So let's make our words sweet because we never know when we got to eat them. Now, come into December 1st, Mercury moves into Capricorn, and all the gloves are off, of course, because Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, which makes the conversation a bit tony. I know that's not a word, tony. Basically, it makes the conversation a bit rough. And, yeah, so that goes back to what I said about making your words sweet, because everything that comes up in your mind, the way it comes up in your mind may not necessarily be the way that you should say it. So we want to think before we speak and think before we move, you know. Some words, some things are just not meant to be said because, one, it might fall on deaf ears. And then, two, we also have to think about the time that we're living in right now, the time that we're in. You know, seasonal depression is real. Seasonal depression is real, you know. We never know how people feel about loved ones that have passed on or breakups they could have had around this time, you know, or anything dramatic that could have had them. You heard me say I left my job November 21st. Well, shoot, right after that was Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? And so here I am making major moves around the holidays, you know. So you never know what somebody is going through. Mind you, the only thing you can control is yourself. That's it. You can't control other people. So we have to be really cautious and careful around this time because everybody doesn't react the same way. Some people don't have the pleasure or even the opportunity to hear my voice giving them this fantastic information on this energy report that I'm serving up right now. So they can't prepare themselves. But you have the opportunity so you can prepare yourself, as well as you know that when you have the information, you're also responsible. So once again, the only thing you can really ultimately be responsible for is yourself, you know? So you want to watch your mind, your mouth. You want to watch your thoughts. Since we are in a pre-retrograde and Mercury is about communication, and Mercury retrograde starts on December the 13th, we want to understand that during this time, we may have some ego clashes, some power struggles, some people coming up with, I'm about that life. You know what I'm saying? Can't be wearing whites and a head wrap talking about you about that life now. You know what I'm saying? Be about, you know, you can't meet them where they at all the time. Sometimes you got to meet them up on top of the hill, not at the bottom. Okay? Because by the time they walk up there, they don't work off some of that energy. It was like, all right, now we can talk, you know. But we want to make sure that we're trying to vibe high, you know. Like I said, because we have to understand that everybody is not, or not just not, everybody's not able to process. We've all been in a situation where we had something that we wasn't processing healthy well as much as healthy. You know, because grief is something that sticks with you. We can never tell people when to stop grieving. You know what I'm saying? We can't even tell people how they're supposed to grieve, you know. But we can also have a little bit of empathy, you know, and understand that this is a time where the energy is high, not just for people that's around me, but spiritually the energy is high. You know, ancestors are pulling on, the spirits are pulling, the angels are pulling, things are pulling. You know, and then you have that same energy trying to pull on people that don't even recognize what's going on or can't even identify what it is. So we have to make sure that we stay conscious of what's going on around us. Now, before all of this, we have our new moon on December the 12th, and that this will be the last new moon of the month and the last new moon of the year. So make sure you set your intentions for the next cycle. And when I say cycle, you know, we're going into that new year or what they consider to be the new year. So that's why I said the new cycle, because that'll be moving in you into that into January before that our next new moon. So we know that Sagittarius is about big energy, big energy. And it's energy around travel and education, spirituality, new experiences, and things that's going to happen over the next 6 months. So set your intentions. Set your intentions. It's so funny because I literally sat down, because I told you I'm doing my journaling thing, and I sat down and I was like, okay, here we go. And I wrote 4 pages of straight up, this is what I want. Like, big stuff. Like, yo, I need an island. And why do I need that island? And who needs to be on that island? You know what I'm saying? And I need this plane and this helicopter. And, you know what I'm saying? I need to have this community center and, you know, and the children who I need to have work for me and, you know, the volunteers and that's going to come in and everything's going to be paid for and, you know, have a – be able to build my own community for elders, especially of women that don't have children or husbands. You know, people don't think about that. These single women out here, we're getting, you know, those that get older and they don't have children or husbands or family members that, you know, take care of, or even those that do have, and they're not looking out for who's going to take care of them. You know, who's going to look out for them? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, having a tribe of, you know, women that's able to take care of each other and this and this and that. And, you know, I wrote this thing big 4 pages now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sit here and say that none of it can't come true. But I knew I had to dream big, 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 big. You know, I knew I had to dig deep. And in the process of me doing it, I felt good. I felt relieved. I felt like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to tell y'all that. That was between me and my journal. You know what I'm saying? So dream big. Set your intentions. You never know. Things gosh, God is in the miracle business. Like, bing, miracles. Things can happen. Like, bing, instantly. You know? Mm-hmm. We'll have that energy. Now, and me saying that, you're going to hear this now. So set your intentions so you may feel assured. However, we must clarify how we're going to get from point A to point B and to iron out the details. Now, if we feel lost, we just need to regroup and remember that retrogrades are about taking it slow and reflecting. Make sure that you're realistic about your goals. So, yes, make sure we're realistic. I'm not saying I need to have that island, like, right now. That's the major goal. But what am I going to do to get from point A to point B? Commit to your boundaries and your expectations. Communicate your boundaries and your expectations. Create habits and sustain and also to create more structure in your life. Be clear about your wants and your needs. And so we have to be clear, not just with other people about our wants and needs, but we have to be clear to ourselves about what we want and what we need. And remind ourselves about our wants and our needs. And remind ourselves that it's okay to have wants and needs. And remind ourselves that we deserve to have wants and needs. You know, because we're spiritual beings having human experiences. And we can't experience it unless we have things that we want. And, you know, we have needs. Now, as long as it's not hurting somebody else, you know what I'm saying, and it's glorifying God, I think that, you know, we should be on point. So, you deserve it. If nobody told you, you deserve it. Avoid the he say, she say conversations if you can, since we are about to hit this retrograde season. It might turn out that things might be different than what you thought. You know, like I said before, it's my truth, it's your truth, and then it's the truth. I'm expressing again, we need to allow ourselves to heal. And I know sometimes people say, oh, we're always talking about healing, which means that you're saying that we're broke. Nope. It doesn't need necessarily, I can get a scratch and say I healed, and that doesn't mean my leg is broke. But we have to allow ourselves to go through the healing process. Mind you now, we just dug up a whole lot of stuff in Scorpio season. We done seen parts of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We done stretched and seen parts of the back of our legs that we ain't seen in years. So we need to, you know, put some shea butter back there. We need to give ourselves some time to heal. You know what I'm saying? Give us some, keep going through the stretches and keep healing. But at the same time, we have to allow others to heal also. Give others time to heal. Keep your eyes on your bank account and acknowledge the times we live in, okay? I can't express that, you know. We need to keep our eyes on our bank account. Does that mean we need to operate out of scarcity? Nope. But we also don't need to operate like we got it like that. And if we do got it like that, you know what I'm saying, prepare. You know what I'm saying? Put some stuff away. You know what I'm saying? We're going into the winter month. We got a spring and a summer coming up. You know what I'm saying? So prepare for yourself. Don't just be in a situation where you just out here all willy-nilly just giving money away or you spending things or your resources or your most precious resource, which is your time. Keep your eye on your bank account, you know. Acknowledge the times that we live in. Once again, it's the holidays, so it might be a bit chaotic with our loved ones. So try not to be the fire or the fuel, okay? Brush off any neck. Now, some of us might be going up in there looking fly and feeling some type of way. So just, you know, brush off the negative comments and the stares and the eyes that you get from other people, you know. Don't let them, you know, while you're expressing your shine, don't dim your light. You know what I'm saying? Be a blessing, but also realize in doing that, we, like I said, be conscious that there are people around us that are going through their grief. You know what I'm saying? That's like walking around and you walking around in a turkey suit around people who are hungry. You know, you know, might not want to do that. You might want to have a few turkey sandwiches that you could pass out, you know, so everybody can eat, but you don't have to be the turkey that they carve up. You know, does that mean you stop shining because you're a turkey? No. You know what I'm saying? I know that's not a good analogy, but what I'm saying is that just be conscious and aware that you can be beautiful and don't be, you know, over the top to where it offends other people. You know, granted, you can't help what other people think, but you know deep down inside within yourself that there's things that we can do to have grace in how we present ourselves. That's what I'm saying. Invest in your tribe and in your vibe. Woo! Invest in your tribe and invest in your vibe. All right? You know, we live in a community with people. We deal with people, different people. I just love the time that we're in right now because we have the opportunity to deal with other people of other cultures. We have the opportunity to speak with other people from other cultures from around the world. Like, you know, when I was growing up, I had to travel the world. I didn't have to, but, you know, majority of the times that I saw things from the world was through my encyclopedia, you know, and that's only if I had all of the whole alphabet. You know, now you can travel via online or you can go there and you can see the world and you can meet other people coming to the United States. You know, I mean, you can go to one part, one state, and, you know, you have all people from South America, or you got people from, you know, Asia, you got people from Africa, you know what I'm saying? We live in a society where there's so many different people, so much different energy, you know, but we're all the same. We're all spiritual beings having human experiences, allowing God to experience this life through us. So this is a great time for us to be able to vibe with other people. And to take that information back to your tribe, we have to teach our children. We have to break old habits and old thought patterns that we can't get along, or these people are like that, or this and that. All we're doing is perpetuating the bigotry and the prejudice, prejudging, when we all have to live in this world together, because you never know who is going to be a part of your tribe. You never know if, you know, you're going to be amongst some people from Cuba or amongst some people from Dominican Republic or amongst some people from Japan or amongst some people, you know, and you don't want to be in a situation where you've developed all these, you know, prejudice about yourself, about them, because you choose not to vibe or you choose not to expand yourself spiritually, mentally, you know. Open yourself up, learn some things, teach your children. You know, work with that inner child within yourself, because when we're working with that inner child, that's the one thing about children. You know what I'm saying? They're not scared. Like, they'll tell you how pretty you are and how bad your breath stinks. They ain't scared. You know what I'm saying? Children and older people, they got something with them. You got to sit down and talk to them, you know? And that fear is like, you know, it's not necessarily that you can't beat me as much as I'm going to deal with you with the truth. And they willing to learn. And they willing to, you know, they're willing to learn and they're willing for you to teach. And they will, and you, and they can teach you too. So let's deal with each other. Let's talk to each other. Let's acknowledge that, the, like I said before, what's going on the outside is a reflection of what's going on the inside of us. Okay? What we see, what we hear, what we feel, I'm not saying that it's not real, but it's also just a, it's also just perception based on our own reality. You can have three people grow up in the same household with the same parents around the same time, and they all have different experiences. Why is that? Perception. But don't allow your perception to keep you from growing. So during this time, as we do this work, during this time, as we release things that no longer serve us, during this time, when we come in amongst our family members and we share and we give thanks, you know, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or, you know, Native American Observation Day or whatever you choose to call it, it is a time that in this country, our ancestors came together to break bread with each other, to sit down, even if it was for a moment of peace, and share and commune. It's like, I was going to say it's like the Last Supper, but that's not a good analogy. You don't want it to be the Last Supper. But it's when we all come together. And even in there, you know what I'm saying? Who knew besides Jesus that he was sitting down with the person who was going to betray him? But he still broke bread with them. He still talked kind to them. He still shared with them. He wasn't the fuel. He wasn't the fire. And in us knowing that about ourselves, let's make sure that we are doing our best and being our best. All right. So I have something that I want to share. I was debating about caring or not, but I'm so proud of myself in this release letter. So I wrote a release letter last month, and I've been saying it to myself over and over again. And I just wanted to know before the show if I could share this with you all, because it was a letter to the things that no longer serve me. And I would like to share it with you all. So the name of this is called Thank You, Spirit and Energy That No Longer Serves Me. I want to thank you for the time we spent together. Thank you for showing me once again how worthy I am of true love, unconditional love, honest and free love. For teaching me to stand on my own two feet and not giving up on myself. Showing me that looking outside of myself for love, acceptance, and validation is the worst thing I could do for my spirit, ancestors, and my soul. Showing me that love doesn't live between my thighs and that true love is in my mind and my heart, a part of my highest elevation. Showing me that putting others before myself is unattractive and self-sacrifice is really suicide of the soul. No one would ever feel my pain or see my sacrifice. So I thank you for being your true self. Allow me to walk through the darkness and coming out on the other side a bigger and brighter light, teaching me along the way. Show me that this realm has lessons that not only have I've experienced before, however, I'm here to master, not repeating, but releasing. Accepting my flaws and not allowing myself or others to hold that over my head. Thank you, thank you, thank you for releasing me from all obligations through your words, your actions, and energy. I release all pain and embrace what is divinely mine, all of me. Ashe, ashe, and ashe. Yes. Woo! Mm-mm-mm. That's how I felt. So I've been repeating this to myself because, like I said, outside of looking for somebody else, into somebody else, I had to release that energy and that spirit, and that spirit of those things that I, and you can write your own letter. You know what I'm saying? You can do your own burning ceremony. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we come across the same energy over and over again in people because it's a spirit that we keep attracting and not realizing, you know, really what this spirit is doing or what it's doing to us or what it gets from us. What is it feeding on in us and from us, or vice versa? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're always looking at what other people are doing to us and not realizing what we're doing to other people, you know? So that's where the forgiveness comes in at. Not just the forgiveness of others, but forgiveness to ourselves. I apologize for exposing myself to that. I apologize for allowing my part of that. I apologize for not, you know, taking care of my body. I apologize for that because I'm worthy. And so are you. So on that note, I give thanks and praise once again for everybody for being healthy and happy. And if you're not, looking forward to you being healthy and happy. I will see you all next month. I'm going to ask Mama 7 if it's okay that I do my energy report earlier next month because we're going to get into that Christmas holiday. And on that third Tuesday, I will not be available. So I will send out the information and she will let you know. So make sure that you logging in for the energy report next month. That will probably be like December the 12th. Make sure that you're logging in every Wednesday night to A Wonderful Approach Radio at 8 p.m. for the classroom with Mama 7. Make sure that you're hitting up the Faith Walk, which is so awesome, this at the beginning of the month. Also, we have Healing Hands Therapy. They do their noon. Sister Makita, she does her midday release and wind-up and relaxing on Wednesdays at noon, so check her out. And we have Sister Khadijah's Cafe. Ooh, she's going to get me. Khadijah's Cafe, she be breaking it down, honey. She's going to break it down to you and let you know what's going on with them finances. Like, we have so many people. Oh, and if I didn't mention it or your name or if I didn't mention your business, just know that we're propelling forward. I do apologize, but I wish the best for everybody in their growth and development. I love you. May you have all and everything that your heart, your greatest heart desires. And just know that I love you. God bless. Peace.